Welcome to the Straight Talking Repos preview show. And I suppose we can call it this weekend. This weekend is the Endgame. And if you want to go and watch Avengers, forget the Avengers Endgame. Worry about the Bostic League Endgame, because this is going to have more excitement than you're ever going to see at the pictures watching Marvel. So why not watch that over the weekend? But joining me as normal, of course, to my far right is, of course, he's Mr. Barker. Evening, Dean.
Evening, everyone.
And congratulations, of course, as well, in order for yourself as well, with Wellington City. So congratulations in keeping them up, Dean. Massive well done to you and everybody at the club.
Cheers, mate. Appreciate it.
And, of course, in the middle is, of course, the man himself, Mr. Sawyer. How are you, Dean?
Yeah, very good, thank you. Looking forward to the end game weekend. It's going to be a fun one.
I think it's going to be. And I suppose some of the results even over the weekend that's just gone, you know, there was one minute you looking at it and thinking, wow, a certain team might be safe. And then a last minute penalty throws the spanner in the works, shall we say. And all of a sudden it's something completely different. And if last weekend was exciting, there is so much up for grabs this weekend in the state of promotion, in relegation as well. But I suppose one thing that I suppose as a football fan, as and it's not necessarily in our league, but they were recently in our league, and I suppose we've got to just have a quick 2 minutes on it. Devastating news for everybody at Concord Rangers today.
Yeah, it was really, obviously, really sad to see. Sammy and Jack done a really good job over there. Sammy done really well last year, didn't he, with Leatherhead? Comes across very well, nice bloke when you talk to him. So yeah, really disappointed for him.
Well, it is a shame, obviously, for the players and the managers and stuff, but my sort of theory on it is, why have they not built these extra seats and spent so much money on the playing sport and management, yet none on the facilities, and they've known for 2 years. And so although it is a bit disappointing for them, they'll all be gutted. You know, they've now gone, someone's missing out on a playoff place. So, you know, no one's a winner in the situation, but maybe Concord should have had a bit more foresight behind the scenes to get ready for that one, I reckon.
Maybe you're right. Let's go back then into our division then. Let's go into the ones that really count. And let's start with probably one of the main games of the weekend. Let's go into the North for a change and start in the North. What a game this is going to be at the weekend. Romford against Felix, though. A defeat could keep them up. A win could keep them up. A draw could keep them up. I mean, it's that close. As long as they don't lose by as many as Whittam lose and vice versa, it's all there. All the conundrums are there. Romford could have been in pole position going into this weekend, and they must be devastated, you know, Mr. Barker, you know, with what happened right at the end of the game with against Greys last week.
Yeah, obviously they would have been gutted about that, but if you would have given them this situation a few weeks ago, they'd have taken it, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
What a fantastic job Magic's done again. And yeah, we've got fans of the show who support Whittam and fans of the show who support Romford. So obviously at 5 o'clock on Saturday, someone's going to be disappointed, but I'm sure at the moment Romford will be sort of pleased that they're still able and still in a position to do something about it.
Yeah, absolutely. Mr. Sawyer?
it is such a shame about that last minute penalty, because they would have really, really been in a great position. But like Ben said there, how they've got into this position is quite remarkable. Three wins and then that draw have given them every chance, and now they've got home game, which if they can win might be enough to stay up, and I certainly didn't think that would be the case sort of a month ago or so. What a great place to start. This is going to be a cracking weekend and Saturday in the Bostic North at the bottom.
I mean, do you see Magic, you know, you look at it, I've said it before, Felix, though, for me, are one of those sides that you felt could have been up, you know, whenever I've seen them, they could have been up there pushing for the playoffs. And I think it's a tough old game for Romford. It just depends on, I suppose, if Felix, they're already on the beach.
Yeah, have they given up already? Look at that loss from last week. They lose to Millwall and all.
Yeah.
You know, nobody loses there, really. They've come bottom. You know, they've now lost three in a row. Had they given up? Because once playoffs have gone, they've thrown the towel in. Mm-hmm. Romford would be hoping so. Surely this is the game that who wants it the most, and there's only one team that really wants it the most, and that's Romford. Yeah. They're going to be a tough one to stop.
I mean, with Magic, I mean, we've spoken about him quite a few times. We've spoke to him on the show before as well. But, you know, I was talking to Steve on Tuesday night and saying, you know, that when me and Dean and Keith were interviewing Magic 6 weeks ago, 7 weeks ago, he sounded suicidal when we were talking to him on the phone. It was the lowest I've ever heard him speak on there. And he'd almost accepted that they were going to be relegated at the end of the season. And then all of a sudden, a couple of wins and it's all sort of changed around a little bit. I mean, we haven't spoke to him, so we don't know if he's how he feels, but the whole atmosphere around the club must be completely, completely different to 5 or 6 weeks ago.
Yeah, most definitely. Like when you said, when we spoke to him, he did sound sort of down and out and as if it was a sort of foregone conclusion. I mean, if he keeps him up tomorrow, I think he deserves an OBE. But for what he's done, especially in the last 2 seasons. We all play football and we're all involved in football to watch games, be involved in games like tomorrow. Like we both said, if you're gonna give it to him a month ago, he would have definitely taken it, wouldn't he?
I think so. Absolutely, definitely. He would definitely give it. I mean, on the form table, you look at the two games on the form table, and Witham have probably got the easier game because I think they've got the worst form at Basel and are sort of only two above them. Then you've got Romford and Felixstowe that are sort of somewhere in the middle of the form table. So on paper, you would probably still make Witham favourites to stay up.
Listen, the pressure on both teams tomorrow. When there's pressure on a game of football, you never know, do you? Like you said about Felixstowe and you said about Basel, then they haven't really got anything to play for. So they go in there and sort of no pressure on, and their players can play freely. Where Romford and Witham, they've got everything on it, haven't they?
Yeah, absolutely. So I mean, with the Romford Felixstowe game, I mean, you know, Felixstowe, as you just said, you know, not in greatest of form lately as well. But I mean, do you think it'll be a case of that they will try and push to try and, you know, will they get off the beach for one more game because they know how important it is?
Nah. I think they'll be planning, looking forward. They've probably got their end of season due that night. They just want to get back home quickly and out to the clubs of Felix, so which I'm sure are brilliant, and celebrate their season. And
we went for a walk in Felix, so it's a nice place, mate.
Is it? I'm not being. You know, it's probably nicer than Romford. So they want to get their legs a bit of dancing on the dance all that night. I don't see them putting up much resistance, and Romford are going to fly there. We'll do the same.
Yeah. Well, we just had a message from a certain Glenn Driver saying holla all the way from Tenerife. Happy birthday to him as well. And I saw in a Twitter exchange during the week, he fancies the Arlo job if it comes up. So there you go.
Happy birthday, Glenn.
Yeah. So what are we going for then on the Romford Felixstowe game? What do we reckon?
Right. So I'm about to say, you can copy me.
Go on then.
Chelsea Romford. I think they'll be a bit nervy. They might even go behind them. And Romford are going to win 3-2.
Okay. So 3-2, Mr. Sawyer. What do we reckon, Dean?
2-1 Romford.
2-1 to Romford. For myself, I'm just having a quick look. I've got a sneaking suspicion that if they win tomorrow, I've got a sneaking suspicion it'll be 4-0 Romford tomorrow. And see how it hands out. We'll see how it goes. But Glenn's come back and said, thanks, guys. And my little niece has said hello as well. So hello to Katie as well. But it'll be an interesting one, I think, at the weekend and whichever way it goes. But Basildon against Witham. Again, of course, Witham needing to, you know, to get the win as well. There's minus 4 goal difference between them. So, I mean, where do we see this one going?
I see this one as a trickier one to call. I'm quite confident with the Romford one. This one, much trickier, mainly just because we're in such awful form. And I don't think anyone can confidently say they're going to win, even though they probably should because they've got more on it. But Basildon, awful result the other day, lost 4-0. But we haven't had an even one game for about 10 or 11 games, so how are they going to get a win out of this? The only access I see to them is obviously through James's videos, and they don't look great from what I see, and certainly their form suggests that. It's going to be a tough one. And if we're saying Romford are going to win, then Witham have got to win as well. But can they do it?
What do you reckon, Dean?
I think Romford to stay up. I think Basildon could turn over for Witham. And like you say, I know anything can happen tomorrow, and you don't like to see anyone go down, but obviously someone has to go down. I just see Basildon win tomorrow, and Romford win, and Romford stay up.
Mm-hmm. So I mean, what do you reckon? How does Mark turn around that? You know, you're going into the last game of the season. They got a decent result last week against Morden and Tiptree. No one saw them getting anything there. I mean, probably one of the best goals, probably one of the best free kicks you've probably ever seen. You know, how on earth, that was probably the only way they were going to score against a side that he's got a rock solid defence. But I mean, going into, you know, there's a bit of difference between playing Morden and playing Basildon. No disrespect to Basildon, but there's a little bit of a difference there, possibly in quality. So, I mean, if you're in the dressing room before you go out, I mean, what does the manager say to the Witham boys before they go out on that pitch? You know, we've not winning a game since, I think it's mid-January.
Well, it's their cup final, isn't it? It's now or never, basically. So, what's gone on before? You know, a bit like a derby. You know, when you play a derby, it doesn't sort of matter the form and all that sort of stuff. Tomorrow, it doesn't matter what's happened before. They have to win, and their players have to turn up. And that's what I imagine he would have been saying this week in training.
Yeah, it's just one last throw of the dice. They know what they've got to do. They almost don't need to worry about what Romford do. They've just got to go out and win. It's only then if they're struggling and whether a point will survive, whether, you know, if they're listening to the other game, or they'll certainly be getting notifications on how that one's going. But they've just got to go out and give it their one last go, forget about their party that evening, win this, celebrate later. But can they? You know, they've probably forgotten how to win. They've been that poor lately.
But as a manager,
they don't know how to win. But like you say, it was a great result. I thought Morden Dixon didn't fancy him at all in that one. Won the free kick, like you said. Can they just do it? Can they raise their game one time against one of the worst teams in the league? So that's the relief. You know, they're not playing a sort of top five or six team. They are playing a team that's equally as bad as them, pretty much.
So if you're Magical Mark, I mean, would you want to know what the score is from the other game on the bench, or would you just try and keep it away from the players? You know, if you're going in at half-time and say Witham are winning 3-0, and you're only winning 1-0, you know, would Magic want to, you know, want to let the boys know that, or if it's vice versa, would, you know, would Mike want to let them know that? I mean, you know, would these people, you know, want to try and keep the you know, the boys' sort of minds on their game rather than worrying about what's going on in the other one?
Yeah, most definitely. You've just got to worry about yourself, haven't you? Because ultimately, you can't do anything about the other result. So you've just got to go out there and win the game. And whatever's happening at 5 o'clock happens at 5 o'clock. If you're saying, well, Romford have won the game, they've done their job. If Whittam have won the game, they've done their job and all they can do on the day. But ultimately, you're relegated over the whole season. So if you do finish in the bottom two, or you do get relegated, that's because you haven't been good enough over the amount of games played during the season.
It must be difficult, though, more difficult for Whittam than Romford. Romford have got that reputation for doing what they do, but also as well, when you haven't won for ages, how do you get, you know, what do you say to those players? I mean, what do you physically say to the players in the changing room, saying, look, you know, we need to win this, guys. We've got to put this one to bed. I mean, or do you just go in there and say, look, we played fantastic last week. You know, great defensive performance. We got a great goal, bloody run, and build on last week. Or what would you say?
Yeah, well, what I would say, like I said earlier, is they've got nothing. Well, you can say they've got nothing to lose. They've got everything to lose. But ultimately, these are the players that the manager trusts. This manager has given them an opportunity to do a job for him. They've got to do a job for him tomorrow, haven't they? It's no good. It's no good sitting in the change room after and saying we should have done this and we should have done that and it was his fault and it was that fault and whatever else. At the end of the day, you've got to go and do it. We sort of, when we manage and when we train, and we give the players no excuses on a Saturday. So everything is done that they need doing. Like everything's set up for them. Everything's been told to them. Then it's down to them. The manager can't do nothing after that. And if the manager, I'm sure he has, if he's done that in training Tuesday and Thursday and set up everything and how he wants to play, there's no excuses then. It's down to the players.
So where do we think this one's going to go? Where do we think, literally, who's going to pull it out of the bag? I mean, what do you think this Basildon's result's going to be?
That's the question, isn't it? So this is where we predict which of the two are going to go down. Well, I'm going to go with a draw, 2-2. So that means I'm saying Romford survive.
I'm going for a 2-1 Basildon win. So unfortunately, Whittam get relegated and Romford stay up.
you're not supposed to pick people that you'd like to stay up. I've had a very close relationship with, you know, good thing over the years and good support over the years. This year from Mark, you know, Mark and the secretary from Whittam, we've had great support from him this year, watching the show, etc., etc. You know, over the years, you know, I've had a lot of support from Romford Football Club and Steve, some of the players, Magic and stuff like that, you know, week in, week out. For me, if I was going for a score, I've got a feeling Whittam will win this, and I think Whittam will win this 1-0, and I think, going on what I put before, I've got a feeling, even though I said 4-0, it could go as issue as 5-0 to Romford, and it'll go down to goals scored. I think that's where how close I think it's going to be at the weekend. I seriously do. I just think it's going to be goals scored that's going to, and I, without looking, I couldn't even tell you. I mean, looking at that goal scored at the moment, I've just flicked out to have a look. I think it's 37-37 at the moment. So if you know, no disrespect, if they get 4 or 5, Romford would start. But I just think you can toss a coin. I know, but I just think you can toss a coin with it. I think it's just, if you'd have asked me last week, I would have said Romford are definitely staying up. But after the result Whittam got and the unluckiness of Romford at the end, I just don't know. I think it's going to be really, really tough. I think it's going to sway one way than the other all the way up to, I think we could end up having about 3 or 4 different times when we say, oh, Romford are safe. No, Whittam are safe, Romford are safe until right to the very end. I think it's going to be something to keep an eye on Twitter and Facebook, or if you're going to one of the two games, you'll be looking at it quite closely. But Yeah, I'm going to go 1-0 Witham, and then they can fight it out between themselves who stays up.
did he even give an answer then, Dean, on that?
I don't know what he's talking about. He's so far on that fence, it's unreal.
So with the results I've given there, 4-0 Romford, 1-0 Witham, it means Witham stay up. So there you go. So
all right, there you go. We got there in the end.
So moving over to the other division then, of course, there's a lot going on, shall we say, in the South East Division. A heck of a lot going on. So since we last spoke, of course, it's now been made official that Greenwich Borough have lost 3 points. And if you want to know why, and we won't go into it too for now today, I have had a conversation today, and there will be an exclusive interview with Steve Boyle and Steve Salazar, joint managers down at Hastings, and we go live with that on Sunday at 7 o'clock on Twitter and Facebook. But what a difference a couple of days can make. You know, whether or not people knew that this was going to happen or whether they didn't know it was going to happen, and we'll leave that to Sunday as such. But Greenwich Hastings, Sitting Bull Guernsey looking doomed, and then all of a sudden maybe there's a lifeline come from nowhere with 3 points, and I think they're now 2 points in front going into a game, and all of a sudden Greenwich are right up against it, playing someone that is going to be extremely difficult to beat and want to get that home tie in the semi-final. So Greenwich and Hastings, I mean, where do we see this one going?
What a week, what a few days for Greenwich. Obviously, they've been living it over the last few weeks, so it's all been rumours. They've been going through it, and like you say, we're going to hear the inside story on Sunday, and we can't wait for that. But it doesn't sound great, you know. Nobody likes to see anyone losing points through any group, whether it be like it probably was like a minor paperwork error or whatever. And it's the timing, you know, to get it officially happen two days before the end of the season and put you in a position that now only a win is going to do, rather than maybe you could have got away with a draw or even a loss. It's very hard. Very, very, very much a tough one. But what it does do is, I'm sure they'll turn the dressing room into one, like, you know, everyone wants us out of here. Let's win this tough game ahead of us and hope that Guernsey carry on their poor form and Sitting Bull can do them a favour and Greenwich survive. However, Greenwich has got as tough a game as there is. You know, they've got Hastings, third in the league, needing the point. It's not like this. Although they're in the playoffs, it's not like they're going to just rest on it. They want to ensure they get a home game. So they'll be going for it. And certainly if you look at, like, when you look at a team that's second from bottom playing a team third in the league, you're obviously going to fancy the team third in the league. Greenwich Tony's on good form. Although they didn't have a game Monday, they had a sort of unbeaten run of about four games, although quite a few of them are draws. But I was at the Cray Wanderers game, and they can make things tough for people. They delayed the Cray Wanderers celebrations by a week, and they can certainly take points off Hastings if they're fired up. And I'm also
frozen for a But Aaron Heath has come in and said, I feel sorry for Greenwich, to be honest. Their fight for survival, and then this happens. And he's put up the
I don't think you can not feel sorry for any team that loses points, especially this late in the season. It's just hard. Hard work. But they've got to go and win it. Will they do it? We're going to see.
I think Dean's been interrupted by a little soldier in there somewhere. Was that your little son or your little daughter?
Little son.
Here. There he is. Look at that, new superstar. Hello.
He just walked in.
So, I mean,
I think he's got a prediction for the game.
So, I mean, with Greenwich, though, we spoke about teams that are, you know, like Witham and so forth like that. How do you pick them up? But how does the two Steves go into the dressing room you know, on Saturday and saying, look, this has happened. Is this a bonus for them? Because, I mean, no disrespect, do they now go into it going, look, a bit like you just said, Mr. Sawyer, you know, like the world's against us, they all hate us, they all want us out of this league, they're all trying to stitch us up, they're all trying to do it. Do they go in with that type of attitude and say, look, come on, we can do this? Or do they use some other kind of stuff? And are you concerned for Hastings then going into this game? Because all of a sudden, now, Greenwich have got something to really fight for.
Yeah, I mean, the team talks down, isn't it? It's absolutely down. They are, you know, knowing like what the team manager's style is like, you know, they're going to turn it around and we'll make it, it's us against the world, and, you know, we've got to take it out on Hastings and imagine what we can do when we win this game and hear that Guernsey and Ross will survive and they didn't want us in this league, but we're here. But that's probably what you're all going to hear on Sunday. But that doesn't take away the fact that Hastings are a very, 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 very good side and they need to beat them. Anything else but beating them is not going to be enough. And it still might not be enough because Guernsey have got facing a team on poor form as well. So I now really want Guernsey, Greenwich to do it. I really want them to do it. But when they, I don't know.
What do you reckon, Mr. Barker?
I think Greenwich are going down. I mean, Hastings are a very good side. I know sort of the team talk's done and after sort of they'll feel they've been hard done by and things like that. I understand all of that. But ultimately, Hastings have some good players and they've got something to play for. And yeah, obviously Greenwich are down there for a reason, same as Guernsey. But yeah, unfortunately, I think Greenwich are going to go.
Okay, so what do we reckon score-wise for this game?
3-1 to Hastings.
Yeah, I'm thinking pretty much similar to that. I really want to try and predict a Greenwich win, but I've seen Hastings. They're a good team. The league position shows that, and they've got something to play for. I'll go with a draw. I'll go 3-0.
3-3. I'm going to go for a 2-1 Greenwich Borough win for me. And Aaron Heathfield has gone 4-9.
I think there'll be goals just because it could be like a basketball game, you know, just pure attack. But yeah. Both teams will score for sure.
Well, while we're talking about people telling us what they reckon their score will be, so Derek Burbridge has come in and said Hastings will not like the pitch at Greenwich Borough. Someone said to us about 3 or 4 weeks ago, I came on this show, chairman of Epping Football Club, Chris Ottaway, came on, made a bold prediction that Harlow would survive and then Harlow would win the league next year. Well, unfortunately, for Harlow fans, of course, that hasn't happened. So be interested
to see what next year.
Yeah, true. Be interested to see what. Just be interested to see what Chris has got any feedback on his prediction. So then moving on then to the other big game and Sittingbourne against Guernsey. Do you see this, if we're saying that, you know, the two Steves will rally up their troops by saying, look, you know, they don't want us, they don't like us, etc., etc. Well, how will that affect the Guernsey team talk then? Because all of a sudden, if you're going into there now, what does Tony say to the Greenwich boys? Because all of a sudden, he may have had a little bit more of saying, look, we definitely need to win this to stay up, etc., etc., and, you know, rally and cry. It might be a little bit different now because all of a sudden, are they in front by a point now, are they, or is it two?
They're 2 points, so they can get a goal difference, so they can get a draw and survive. So,
I mean, Mr. Barker, what if you're now in Tony's position and all of a sudden it's all changed round into your favour without you playing a game? How then do you react as if you were Tony Vance? How do you react to in the dressing room now?
Well, you've been given a lifeline, haven't you? More than a lifeline, really. They say over a course of a season, the luck sort of you get the luck, and they obviously maybe not so much luck after what's happened, but it's they've been given an opportunity to stay in the division. And they must take it,
and I think they will. And of course, this will be an interesting thing as well, then, I suppose. And I don't know because it wasn't spoken about, but I mean, literally, if it was a case of all of a sudden then it goes the wrong way for Greenwich. How long, or has the deadline already gone for them to appeal the decision? And then could that then sort of wrangle on and wrangle on and wrangle on and wrangle on, and then that affects who goes down, who don't go down? If there's a reprieve, could that sort of like close it all down automatically because either Greenwich or Guernsey stay up anyway? I mean, it's just, as you just said earlier on, you know, Dean, to announce it a couple of days before, two or three days before the final game, it's a bit...
It's a mess, isn't it? It's a mess in terms of... It was the same with the playoffs. Do you remember a few years ago?
Yeah.
With Enfield Town and no one knew and all that sort of stuff. I mean, it's the same even this year with... There's a couple of teams that can win the playoffs and still not go up. It's just... Something's wrong somewhere. And it doesn't look good all round, to be honest.
Something I was also just thinking of, an interesting point around Greenwich is like if the expected happens and they go down, they ground share with Cray Valley, who are the team down at Wembley in the Vars, and Cray Valley got a big game on Saturday in the league that I work with, and if they win their game at Canterbury, they win the league. They will then come up to the Bostwick South East, so they could. They're the tenants of that ground, and Greenwich being the landlords, and they could literally swap places. So you could have the tenants in the Bostwick and Greenwich with me down in the Kent League, literally swapping places with them, which is quite a strange thing to happen. But I saw Guernsey the other day, actually, at Phoenix. Phoenix won 3-2. I didn't think much of Guernsey. I've seen Greenwich and Guernsey in the past few weeks. Greenwich are a much better side. If Guernsey was playing anyone different to Sittingbourne, I'd fancy the other team, but Sittingbourne were on a poor run. I think between them, they've gone 17 games without a win, and I can see why, you know, having seen them both. There's not a lot to... I didn't see anything that Guernsey had, you know, apart from they got two lucky goals in a minute, but apart from that, it was fairly comfortable for the home side when I saw them. I think on that terms, I do think like Greenwich deserve to stay up, and I hope they do, but it probably won't happen. I can't see either Sittingbourne or Guernsey winning, so I'm going to go for a draw in that one.
We're looking at the form table. 19th is Sittingbourne with 1 point from six games. Just above them, Guernsey, 2 points from six games. So Guernsey, out of the 12 games that they've played, Guernsey stroke Sittingbourne, there's not one win in the last six games for either team.
See? Not good.
No. That's why I think it'll be a one-all draw day.
I've also gone one-all.
And so have I. So there we go. A hat-trick on one.
So, we'll think Greenwich is going to go down.
Well, if that's the case, I mean, I'm just looking at it. 1-1. Just pull it up if I can. So that would then put Guernsey, well, it hasn't been updated on football web pages. So that would put them on, with my score, we'd put them on back on 30. We'll put Guernsey on 30. But of course, as you just said, Guernsey would have the better goal difference by quite a few. So I think it's about 9 goals difference in Guernsey's favour. Yeah. So moving on then to the Jigsaw League. It's Bedfont Sports against these three matches we've got from this one because it affects the relegation, shall we say. So we thought we'd go with all three. Bedfont Sports against Hertford Town, Molesley against Northwood, Waltham Abbey just down the road from me against South Park. So I suppose starting off with Bedfont Sports against Hertford Town, I mean, aside that Bedfont Sports were up just below the playoffs at one stage, and they've gone in on a not a great run, shall we say. But I mean, where do you see this one? Do you see the new managers keeping Hertford afloat?
Yeah, I do. I see Hertford staying up, and Molesley staying up as well. I think South Park will go. I think if Hertford might get a draw there tomorrow, but I think South Park will lose, and I think Molesley will win. So. South Park will go down for me. So, yeah, the Hertford managers to keep them up.
Well, the funny thing is, before you go there, Dean, you just said that, and yet if you look at the teams that are in form or not in form, Northwood 19th, Molesley 18th, Hertford 17th, Waltham Abbey 14th, South Park 12th.
So yeah, I mean, yeah, I know we're going to talk about all three. I mean, Norfolk have been on horrendous run, haven't they? They've lost six or seven on the bounce, so I expect Moseley to beat them. Bedfont, they play on Astro as an effect. But yeah, can South Park do it? I think that will be the key game out of the three, I think.
So with the Bedfont Sports, they sit in 10th. They've got the best format of all six teams that are playing in these three games. So, I mean, it's going to be tough for Hertford Town, isn't it, to actually get anything out of it tomorrow against Bedfont Sports. I mean, literally, Bedfont, they're 12th. As we know, Hertford are 17th, South Park 18th, Molesley 19th. Nothing but a win for Molesley will do. And then hope that one of the other two don't win.
Indeed. I mean, Hartford can get away with a draw and survive. But like I say, they've been on an awful run, heavy loss last week. I just think that, obviously, they're the ones that are going to want it. Bedfont know their finishing position. They're going to finish, I think it's in 12th, whether they win, lose or draw. So I actually thought exactly what Mr. Barker said. And I think that'll end up in a draw. And the new managers will just about get away. When they came in, I thought they would... Go smoothly away from trouble, and I thought that when we'd be talking now, South Park would already be down because they had such a horrific running. But give South Park credit, they nicked a couple of good points, and they can, they're putting their own hands to survive. Although, like Mr. Barker said, I don't think they're going to. But certainly with the Bedfont Sports Hertford game, I'm all over a draw on this one.
I mean, yourself, Dean, I mean, what's your thoughts? Do you think Bedfont will win this one, or will Hertford win it?
I think Hertford will draw at Bedfont. Like I said, I think South Park will lose, and I think Molesley will win. Mm-hmm.
So what score are we going for the Bedfont Sports game, then?
1-0.
1-1?
I've gone 0-0. Cracking game.
And for me, I've gone 2-2. So three draws in that one. Super Molesley then against Northwood, and on paper the toughest game out of the three of them, because Northwood are sitting in 10th. So, but do you see Molesley getting it? I mean, again, nothing but a win's going to do. So, I mean, will they manage to do that tomorrow? Mark Billett reckons they will.
Yeah, Molesley will win for me tomorrow. Like I said, Northwood have been on a really poor run. They've lost their good keeper, who hasn't been playing for them. They're a sort of team club in decline at the moment, and need the season to finish. So I think Molesley will win that game tomorrow.
Yeah, they finished well, Molesley, didn't they? Unlucky last week with the Hayes and Yedding game last Saturday. I know I think they would get smashed in it, and he was giving me grief when they were turning up. But
Hayes and Yedding went
too good in the end.
There we go.
But I fancy Molesley too. Northwood got nothing really to play for. Molesley have got everything, and I think they'll get the win, which hopefully will be enough to survive.
Yeah. I mean, me personally, I was a bit disappointed. They didn't get anything out of more than a point out of the Chipstead game. I thought they might have got all 3 points in that game. I mean, I don't know about you, Mr. Barker, when you saw it, did you think that was a game on paper that they should have won?
Could have won. I think Molesley will win tomorrow. Obviously at 5 o'clock we'll know. But I think we've said it all along. We think Molesley have got a chance. They've given themselves a chance, and they've got to do their utmost tomorrow to win the game. And what will be, will be.
So what do we reckon score Molesley then?
2-0.
2-0.
I've gone 1-0 for me to Molesley.
And I've gone 3-1 to Molesley. What about Waltham Abbey against South Park? And what's all this about the manager being on holiday during the season? Mr. Spencer's on holiday in Barbados or somewhere. I'm sure I saw him lying on a beach somewhere.
he probably booked it, mate, before he got the job, didn't he?
He probably did, yeah. He did, yeah. I think so, yeah. But, I mean... Waltham Abbey, a good season for them, really. I mean, ninth position. I mean, normally you'd see Waltham Abbey you know, 16th, 17th, 18th in the league. And you've got to say, even with the you know, nightmare of changing managers quite a few times this season, they've done really well and sticking in ninth and possibly, you know, an opportunity with, you know, the chairman and that putting a bit of money into the club as well. Maybe a possibility even next year of pushing on and maybe even out of that division.
Yeah, I agree. Wolfram have had a really good season. They started the season with basically a Boston Prem team, didn't they, from last year. So they was always going to be up there, dropping down to step four. And then obviously when Mark went across to Hornchurch, Michael took over and, yeah, he's done a really good job there. And I'd expect him to be the manager there next season and try and push on again.
Yes, decent. And a top 10 finish is always good. It looks like they're going to get 8th or 9th. Got a win last week, so they're going into this one. Nice bit of form. South Park has surprised me, like I was saying, they nicked two good draws. So they're not totally out of it. They've surprised me in that manner. But I just think Waltham Abbey have just got a little bit too much for them. Pressure's on South Park. And they have all ears on both the other games in the hope that you know, they can survive. But I've got them down as not surviving.
Yeah, I'm with Dean. Yeah. South Park will go down for me.
Okay, so what score are we going for?
3-1 to Waltham Abbey.
I've also gone 3-1.
I went 0-0.
0-0.
So I just don't know where that leaves it. So if I said 0-0, 2 draws, that puts them on
South Park
31. And then they get 3 as well, 39, so South Park go down by goals, yeah?
Yeah, so we're all agreeing that South Park going down.
Yeah, so they'll be staying up then, and it'll be somebody else.
We'll get them on, Ross.
Yeah. So going into the Prem, another big game. I mean, mathematically, one of these two are already down, and it's a fight just to basically, one from two, realistically, to go down with them. But first game up, Wingate and Finchley, your old boys, Dean, against Burgess Hill Town. And, you know, as I said, on paper, you know, Burgess Hill Town would need the biggest swing in goals. They'd need 14 goals, so they need to beat Wingate and Finchley by at least 8 to stay up. So, you know, the likelihood of that happening is not going to happen. But where do you see that tomorrow? Because, I mean, Wingate... You know, Wingate need the points. You know, a draw might not be enough because of the goal difference.
Yeah, Wingate win for me. I'm confident in my boys to get the job done tomorrow. Great club, great people, great chairman. Hopefully Wingate get the job done tomorrow. It's been a hard season. They've had lots of managers this year, and the club would have learnt a lot from this year. But hopefully that great win on Monday against Haringey, and they'll get the job done tomorrow.
But is it one of those things, though, where Burgess will come out just to prove a point, no? Could they be that dangerous where they come out, you know, thinking to themselves, well, look, you know, we're down anyway. Just go out and give them a real good go in our last game in the Premier?
I think if it was at Burgess Hill, it would be a different game.
Yeah.
With the game being at Wingate and Finchley, I'm confident, and then you look at Wingate's team, they've got some good experienced players in there. I know things haven't worked this season for whatever reason, but they have got some very experienced players in there that have been there, done it. They've got the best goalkeeper in the league, in my opinion, in Shane Gore. And I think, yeah, they'll get the job done tomorrow.
Yeah,
I'm
going to go with... He sounds confident. I might be less confident for Wingate. In their home form, I thought Burgess was done okay last week. I think they conceded late as well. You know, we're talking about a late goal costing another team on Monday, and same happened for Burgess Hill Town. They're coming out looking for that 8-0 win. I think they'll come racing out the traps. Will they? Obviously, they're not going to win 8-0, but will they get a win just to make it a bit exciting? I think they're going to do it. I think they're going to get a win.
Interesting. I think I'm with Dean. I think just about that Wingate might just do it tomorrow. I think they might be a little bit more too powerful. You know, when they've got the likes of Lane Edie playing for them as well and all those. I just think it's an opportunity where they seem to be one of those teams, another one a bit like Romford, where they seem to be in trouble almost every year, but they always seem to escape. So, me personally, I'm going for a 2-1 win to Wingate and Finchley. What do we reckon, Mr. Barker?
Yeah, Wingate to win. Remember, they've had a few good seasons in recent years as well, Wingate. They've been in the playoffs and the second highest finish ever last year. So they've had some good seasons, probably punching above their weight, in all honesty. So, yeah, Wingate to win 2-0, stay up, and, yeah, they can enjoy the summer.
And so, just to make it different, I've gone for a Burgess Hill win. I've gone 3-2, and that will then make us all look at sort of the White Hawk Corinthian Casuals game to see, you know, who stays up out of them three.
Last game then, and this is switching sort of ourselves from what we've been talking about most of the night, but Worthing against Mersham, winner possibly could be in the playoffs come the end of play on tomorrow night at 5 o'clock. I mean, Worthing would be a little bit more harder for them probably. They've got 65 points that would just squeeze them in, as it says at the minute. If it's, you know, if Immersion win at 17, could put them even, it could even give them a home semi-final. So I mean, where do you see this one, you know, coming at the end of play tomorrow?
This is a big game, isn't it? Most of the playoffs across the Bostic are kind of wrapped up, aren't they? And that's why we've been talking relegation. But this one's well alive in the Premier. You know, 6 or 7 teams still fighting for their positions. And so it should be good fun. It's nice that they've Worthing, like a few of them are playing each other, haven't they? Carl Shorten have got Bishops and Worthing have got Merston here. With the winners possibly getting in, like you say. Going to be exciting. I've kept changing my mind, I'll be honest, on this one, but I'm slightly going edging towards the away team, Merston, in this game, and I think they're actually going to sneak in the playoffs by sneaking a win.
Dean, what do you think, Mr. Barker?
I think the opposite. I think Worthing at home, big crowd, Astro. I think Worthing
will
beat Merchant tomorrow.
And do you think Worthing could be in a surprise package if they did sneak in? Do you see them sneaking into that last playoff place?
Results sort of obviously have to go in their favour a little bit, wouldn't they? If I'm right in saying that.
Yeah, because they've got Folkestone above them, and Folkestone have got a winnable game. So they would probably be the ones that's jumped in. If it was a Worthing win, and I mean, it's a good point with the crowd, home form, you know, biggest crowd, averaging 900.
Yeah, great place to go, Worthing. Yeah.
So they may well get a win, but they probably won't get in the playoffs with the win. And for that reason, that's why I've gone the other way, but it all makes sense that they could do it.
Yeah, I mean, Worthing have been a team where 1 minute they go on a great run, next minute they. You know, they lose 2 or 3, and you know, at one stage you would have expected them to definitely be in that playoff situation, wouldn't you?
Yeah, they were last year. I haven't seen too much of them this year, but they were quite a young side last year. I remember when we were talking with Glenn before, would that be the issue sort of towards the end of the season, and that's where they might just fall short, but obviously, we'll see tomorrow. But I think they'll win. I think they'll win against Mersham tomorrow.
Mersham, no surprise that they're up there where they are.
Done a great job. Hayden's done a great job there. Jake's gone back there, done well. Fair play to them. They've you're there for a reason, aren't you? So they've got some good players and they've done really well.
Yeah. Have you seen anything of Mersham, either you two, this year? No.
Nah, not seen them at all.
Just once I saw him. Yeah, just once.
They've done really well. To be battling away for a playoff place on the last day of the season, and I think they might even get it. You know, that's a great, great performance. And even if they miss out or they get in and then lose, it sets them up nice for next season. They know kind of what their possibilities are, and I'm sure a lot of them will stay there and have a good crack at it next year.
So what score do we reckon for this game then?
Well, I'm going a controversial one, then I'm going for Masham, and I'm going 3-2.
I'm going 3-2 for Worthing.
And I've gone 2-1 Worthing on mine here as well. So let's just have a quick look, if we can then. Let's just have a quick look at some of the other games that are going on at last game of the season. And then discuss very quickly, if we can, the semi-finals and who we expect to be in these semi-finals. You know, and getting home advantage, etc., etc. So, I mean, looking at the Bostic Prem, Brighton CB, Enfield Town, Carr Shorten against Bishop Stortford, Dorking versus Haringey, Folkestone and Victor versus Bognor Regis, Harlow against Margate, Jay Saunders, that's a weird one as well. He must be going somewhere, surely, leaving Margate at the end after tomorrow. Kingstonian versus Leatherhead, Lewis versus Hornchurch, Potters Bar versus Tonbridge Angels, Whitehawk versus Crimping Casuals, Wingate and Finchley Burgess Hill, and Worthing versus Mersham, as we have spoken about. In the north tomorrow, just flicking over, Averley plays Sandown Rangers, Basildon v Witton, Bowers Tilbury, Brentwood against Canvey, Berrytown versus Heybridge Swifts, Coggeshall Town versus AFC Sudbury, Dereham against Great Wakering, Morden and Tiptree v Barking, Mildenhall Town versus Grays, and Romford versus Felixstowe Moreton. And of course, hashtag United announced during the week that they're going to be ground sharing with Tilbury. So yeah. That was a little bit of a surprise for me. I don't know about you guys, but a little bit of a surprise for me. Coming from a 3G surface and then going to play at Tilbury just seemed weird. But South Central.
Educational.
Yeah. South Central, Bedford Sports versus Hertford Town, Bracknell versus Ashford, Chessant versus Westfield, and of course they could be playing against each other again on Tuesday night in the playoffs. Egham versus Chipstead, Hanwell versus Chalfont, Marlow v Ware, Molesley Northwood, Tooting against Romania, Uxbridge against Ayes and Yedin, and Waltham Abbey versus South Park. And then into Keith's League. Just bringing that up, if I can hit the right button with my fat fingers. Ashford versus Haywards Heath, East Grinstead Faversham, Greenwich Hastings, Hive Cray, Phoenix Herne Bay, Ramsgate Whiteleaf, Seven Oaks versus VCD, Sittingbourne versus Guernsey, and Three Bridges against Winstable Town. So, playoff wise, I mean, who do you see being in the Prem playoffs?
It's interesting, the Prem one, because like I say, the others are pretty much all done, but the Prem, there's going to be so much moving around. Haringey being second all season, they lose to Dorking, they could end up actually coming fourth, and that's where I actually fancy them to come and have an away game, which would be, sounds crazy, you know, a couple of weeks ago to say that they'd be finishing fourth, but if Tunbridge and Carl Shorten both win, that's what's going to happen. And that's what I fancy. And then obviously one team can, whoever loses out of Carl Shorten and Bishop Stortford in their game, could be replaced by Mersham or Folkestone. So that, it's all about the Prem for places, and anything could happen. But I've certainly gone Tunbridge, Carl Shorten, Haringey, Mersham as my four in that order.
But Jamie Curran won't get there.
No, he's not scored enough goals in his career to get there, I'm afraid.
Dean, Mr. Barker, what do you think? You're four.
Yeah, well, I'm just going to go for who I think is going to win the playoffs. And I think Carl Shorten are going to win the playoffs.
Okay. Carl Shorten for you. For me, Bishop Stortford. For me. In that one, I just think Jamie Curran will go on a run and he will do that for them. Into the north then, we know the four are Averley, Morden, Coggeshall, Heybridge Swifts. We know Heybridge Swifts are going to finish in fifth. Where is everybody else going to finish?
Pretty much the order, I guess. Averley have timed their form brilliantly for me. And I think they're going to be a tough one to stop. Got the home game. And on that lovely pitch, and I didn't fancy it a few weeks ago, but I now fancy Averley to go all the way.
For me, I think it's time for Maldon to get up. So I think Maldon and Tiptree will win the playoffs.
Okay. I'm not saying anything in that one. South Central there. Bracknell Town, Top, Chesson, Marlow, Westfield. So that's where that is who's going to be in it. Who's going to win it?
Bracknell Town.
Yeah, I think it's hard to disagree on that one. But I'm going to, just for fun, I'm going to go Marlow.
Good side. Yeah, good side.
I'm going
defensively
for
very strong.
I'm going for the one right in the middle, and I'm going to go for Chesson. I've got a sneaking suspicion. Never, ever go against Mr. Craig, and I never will. So I think that Chesson will make it up into the Prem this year, and Jason Hallett will be the difference with them. And hopefully, if they do get a home tie, then I'll pop over there whenever it is. I think it's Tuesday night. I think it is. It's Tuesday night for them, and then Abley's is Wednesday. So Tuesday and Wednesday, I'll pop down to see either one of those. Hopefully, Chesson will make it into the home semi-final. In the Bostic South East then. So we know that it's going to be Horsham, Hastings, Ashford and Haywards Heath. So in which order?
Well, we know them before, and the bottom two of them play each other, so they could swap places, although I don't think they will. That will then mean Horsham play Haywards. Horsham will win that. Horsham will be in the final. Hastings-Ashford is a cracking game. Horsham, they're good. I heard what Keith was saying about them the other day, and he fancied them to win it. It's hard to disagree, so I will. And I'm going to say Hastings will beat Ashford, beat Horsham in the final, and we'll see them in the Premier next year.
Yeah, Hastings to win it for me.
Okay. I'm going to go Ashford and just see how that sort of pans out. But, I mean, are you going to get yourselves off to any of those semi-finals? Are you going to be at any of them?
Well,
yeah, I will. Yeah. I'll pop and watch a few playoffs. Not sure which games yet. Let tomorrow get out of the way, and then sort of look which one. But yeah, I'll definitely be going to watch a couple again.
Yeah. Well, although I live next to most of the clubs in the Bostic South East, the four that are doing well are all right on the coast, miles away. So I won't get to see them. I'll be looking at the National League South playoffs and watching Wellington United, I'm afraid.
So, I mean, the season itself, I mean, this will be, unfortunately, our last show because by the time we start next week, there won't be any games as such. But, I mean, I suppose the season in the whole, how do you think the season's gone? But I suppose the one question that I suppose you've got to really ask as well is, how on earth is the South East semi-final on Monday night? I had this conversation again this afternoon. If Guernsey would have made it into that playoff situation, how on earth do you expect Guernsey, less than 48 hours notice, come from Guernsey over to the mainland, or teams from the mainland going over to Guernsey? And, you know, is it the right thing that you don't know? Right, they're lucky, I suppose, in a way that they all know that they're in it and they've got a bit more advantage. But if that would have gone down to the last game, Keith said to me the other day, you reckon he had about four to six players that wouldn't have even been able to play on Monday night because they just couldn't get the time off work.
Yeah, I mean, I heard Keith talking about it, and he's bang on right. He's looking at it from a sort of players and management point of view, and like, how can the players, you know, get the time off work and make decent journeys to play them games? I don't know. I mean, you say, what if Guernsey? It wouldn't surprise me if Guernsey do get in the playoffs, because I think their chairman runs the league. Did I say that? No. It is a bit of a joke. I look at it operationally as well, you know. Although it's not the most important things, you know, they're not going to have programmes at the games because they can't do them. You're asking people to, you know, there's going to be hundreds of people come to the game, but people, how are they going to get the food at no day's notice? You know, they don't know if they're going to be hosting a game, Ashford, in the South East. And they've got to get all the food in the organisation. And if they do get it, and then they're not hosting the game because they're away. It's just a joke. Why they couldn't put it on a Tuesday or Wednesday and at least give them a chance? I don't know. It's not fair. It's not fair.
What about you, Dave?
Yeah, well, yeah. It, it's not right, it's not fair, but it is what it is. Yeah, if you're in it, you just got to get on with it, and if you win the playoffs and go up, I'm sure you're not worried about it.
Yeah, true. So, I mean, the season in a whole, I mean, how do you feel that the season's gone? I mean, the only way I'd describe it is like 6-7 weeks ago, it felt like it was all over, and yet today we're sitting here with one game to play, talking about how exciting the last day of the season is going to be. But 6-7 weeks ago, it felt as if it weren't going to happen, and Liverpool have gone one up in 16 seconds.
But I mean, I knew that one a bit.
Yeah. So, but I mean, season-wise, I mean, what do you think?
I agree with you, what you just said. A month or two months ago, it looked like the season was over. We knew who was going to win the leagues. And in many of the playoffs, you kind of knew who the four would be, with an exception of the Premier. So I was looking back on it, looking a few weeks back, thinking, you know, maybe this is a bit of an anti-climax coming up here. But actually, we've had plenty to talk about, many cases towards the relegation zone, but there's always been a bit of drama. It helps probably that we've got four leagues to kind of scan across, but in each one there has been something interesting to look at. So yeah, it's been good fun, and we've crowned four world-worthy champions that are going to do better at the step above for them.
Yeah, I think I'd agree with what Dean said there in terms of the champions going up. I think they're going to more than hold their own next season when they go up. So, yeah, four worthy champions. And, yeah, it's exciting that you're still in the last game of the season, last Saturday of the season, and there's some exciting games to go to. So, all in all, another enjoyable season.
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, I mean, the one thing I'd just like to say, I suppose, is a massive thank you to everybody that's watched this new show of ours, and hopefully the two Deans will be back with me next year as well, back in August as well. But a massive thank you to Dean, of course, Mr. Barker, Mr. Sawyer. Also thanks, of course, during the season to Paul Wickenden, to Glenn, and of course, to a couple of guests that we had on as well doing the show with us during the season as well. But also a massive thank you to Paul Lansdale and everybody at Repos for their sponsorship of the show. Hopefully we can have a chat and get you on board again for next year. But a massive thank you to a fantastic company in Repos. And guys, you know, if any teams that are watching this out here, just go and have a look at their website. Go and have a look at their Twitter feed and go and actually have a look and see what they can do for your back of house. Because I can tell you now, it will renovate your whole back area with the systems that they've got inside that they can put in for you. So, you know, make sure you get hold of Repos. Have a look at them and see if they can give you a help inside your club. But a massive thank you, and a massive thank you. Great, Mark Billett's coming. Great show, lads. Let's hope you are all correct with your predictions. And Mark, of course, is from Molesley.
Mr. Wilkins as well, Dave.
Yeah. Massive thank you to Andy, of course, all his graphics through the season have been fantastic. And and he doesn't get the credit he deserves, Andy, really. I mean, you know, some of the graphics, the updated graphics he's given us over the last few weeks have been top draw. A great young man. He's going to go a long, long way in his photography throughout the years. And hopefully one day we'll get him on and we'll have a chat with him as well about his company and so forth. But a massive thank you to Andy for all of what he's done for this show, and of course also for the main show as well. So a massive thank you to Andy as well. And as we said, a massive thank you to everybody for watching. The three of us, and who knows, who might pop up with the three of us this time next year. But a massive thank you. And who knows, the man on the end could be in the Bostic next year. But until next year, speak to you later. Good night.